We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Eli Manning Report is brought to you by Toyota. November is Govember at Toyota. Save all month long. Toyota, let's go places. By Town Fair Tire, nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. And by the First National Bank of Long Island, the bank where everyone knows your name, member FDIC. The quarterback of the football Giants is Eli Manning. Eli, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you, Mike?
All right, Eli, you got to work on that one pass, you know. You can't be missing any passes. I mean, the one you missed, the wheel route to Barkley, I mean, you got to work on that, okay? I mean, 17 out of 18, I mean, that's it. I mean, nice day at the office.
It was a fun day. It was a fun day. We talked about it all week, just in the fast start, you know. I think that's what we wanted to do, and just getting off to a good start, not always having to play from behind, and sure enough, we did that. You know, first drive, go right out there and run the ball three times, get a first down, hit play action down the middle, and then, to Odell for a big play, and then get the touchdown, defense gets a stop, we go score again, and up, 14-0. So it was good to get a fast start and then to also just keep it going and finish strong as well.
That's a good point because, in the first weeks before Monday night last week, you guys had trailed more minutes than anybody in the league all year. You guys have been on the losing end of too many scores throughout too many games. Kind of limits you. And having a lead is a nice way to go. And a couple of changes after the bye. Number one, you under center a lot more the last 2 weeks.
Yeah, I think we've just been running the ball more. And so I think just being under center, I think it's good for the run game. It's good being in a personnel where you have either two tight ends or a fullback, and so I think it's good for our play action. It's good for the run game, and it gives us a good mix and changing things up. So I think it helps us staying good down in distance. And I think yesterday, obviously, ran the ball extremely well, and the play action was really good from under center.
Nothing better than play action, which has always been a big part. Let me take you to the end, though, because I thought this was crucial. They're still in the game. They're very much in the game. You get the ball back 5 minutes. Now, you guys are not really built to play the four-minute game where you're going to run out the clock, so I'm thinking you guys got to go score. Second eight, you hit the play to Ingram. I mean, that's a play you've been looking for all year. Hit him right on the money. Almost broke it all the way. How about that play in what was a very crucial spot? You're figuring there you need to score.
Yeah, definitely. And I think, it was a great call by Coach. They've been, when Evan's been in the game, they've been playing a lot of too high and zone. And so went with a little play action, kind of pulled the guard and get some play action and hit Evan right down the middle. So they're playing, too high safety, the linebacker just bit up a little bit with Evan's speed. He was able to run by him and almost took it to the house. But a great call by Coach right there in a situation where all of a sudden Tampa's got a little momentum and they're coming back. And, it's a three-point game. And, it's a time where we got to run some clock and we got to, either score or just, run out the clock. And obviously getting a big play right there was huge.
But, it's funny. When you got the ball back, now, if you're on the other side of 2 minutes, was what everyone was hoping for. They just take a knee and get out of there. But you still had to play a little bit because they had the two-minute warning. What were you thinking about? Just ball security on those three downs? Or what was your thought process on those three downs? Just use up the time and that was it? Or were you guys trying to really see if you could, wiggle free and get a first down?
Yeah, I mean, it's one of those deals. Yeah, you know that if you get one first down, game's over. And
right.
So we're trying to get a first down. We knew they would be obviously coming down, so it's one of those deals. Do you risk throwing the football and having an incomplete and leaving an extra 40 seconds on the clock, especially when all they need is a field goal to tie? So I think there you want to try to, you know, run the ball three times and get the first down that way, and then also
if not, at least you're going to leave them with only a couple seconds.
Yeah, you're gonna leave them with 25 seconds left, and having to go with no timeouts and go the length of the field. So I think that was the right plan. You know, you'd like to get a first down and end it. We weren't able to do that though.
You know, this is what everyone envisioned, Eli. You having that kind of game, Barkley having that kind of game, 27 for 140 and three touchdowns. Beckham, touchdown and a big play early in the game. Ingram, big play. Shepard, big play that gets called back where he makes a guy look bad, but they said he had his knee down, but another big play there. That's the explosiveness everyone thought we'd see all season that just hadn't been clicking.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's just, obviously, when you have, you just have some new faces and a lot of new things, it can just take a little time to get your groove and get things going. But I think, Coach Shermer just kind of, it takes time to kind of feel out your players and what they can do and what's your best formations and what's your best personnel at different times. And so, we're starting to find a rhythm and find a groove, and we just got to keep that going. I think just the offense line, let them fire off and running the football, having the play action, all similar looks, get good protection, get our guys makes guys play a little bit more one high, a little bit more man, and we feel we can win those matchups. So there's a lot of good things, and it's fun to execute well and to play well and to score points and win football games, and makes today a lot more enjoyable going in there. And so we gotta keep working hard and going into Philly. Always a tough battle this week, but we gotta have great preparation and understanding what we need to do and go out there and execute. We're executing, that's what it's down to, just executing better, and that's what we're doing.
You know, two wins is, it gets a little contagious. You can see there's a little bounce in the team step right now. And I know there's not a lot of margin for error here. And you got to, I know what the goal is. And, you're still alive. And the ways, especially in this division with what's going on. But, it's one day at a time. But still, a couple of wins, and you can see it really does change things. It changes a lot of things, doesn't it?
No doubt. It's, getting a couple of wins, it gets the team confident, gets the coaches confident and trust in us that, hey, we can score, we can run the ball, we can throw it, we can come from behind if we have to, we can build a lead and hold on to a lead if we have to. So, we kind of have all the tools, to go win games, and we can execute, play at a high level. And so, it's just, we got to do it. We got to keep challenging ourselves each and every week to get better, to improve on the things that we're not doing as well, and I think the team has responded to that. It's kept fighting all year, and finally kind of getting some of the benefits of all, the patience and the hard work and the commitment. Now we're starting to get that with better play, better execution, and winning some football games.
I look to see, and I'm not a quarterback rating guy, but I look to see if you ever had a perfect rating, and you did back in 2009. I think you had a couple of them in your careers. There's been 61 in the regular season, which is 158.3. You were 155.8 yesterday. I only bring it up because you were that high. It's unusual to be up that high. I know you're not an I told you so guy, but you heard a lot of noise about yourself this year. A game like yesterday had to make you feel pretty good.
No doubt. It's good to, it's fun. It's fun to, be feeling good and like having time in the pocket and guys running open and hitting guys and moving the ball and scoring touchdowns and just feeling confident, in your play. So, it's been a fun, last 2 weeks and it's been a lot easier just to handle everything and to address the media and not having to, defend my job each and every week. And so, obviously, just enjoy it for teammates, enjoy it for our coaches. It was a tough stretch for there for a while, and hopefully we can keep it going.
Well, the easiest thing is just not have any questions about the offense. If the offense is playing well, nobody has any questions. And that's what happened the last couple of weeks.
That's good. And I like it that way. So I'm going to try my best to keep that going. So, we don't have to answer any more questions.
How about Barkley and what you see as he matures here? You know, what is the things that he shows you? What are the things that he has to do, if anything, to improve what is obviously a very talented game?
Yeah, I mean, I think he had his best game of the season. Yesterday, and I think I think it takes a little time for a young running back just to kind of get a feel for what this league's about and how do you have to hit the hole and how much can you cut back and duke around or how much you just run see a little daylight and hit through it and try to run through arm tackles. But I think yesterday he ran hard. He ran a bunch of 8-yard runs and 7-yard runs and close a couple 20-yard runs, close to breaking some long ones, just getting kind of tripped up a little bit. So I think he's kind of figuring things out, and obviously 27 carries and 150 yards. I mean, that's big time, and so we just got to keep that going and get him open and get to, I think this helps out so much when you get that run game going. The offensive line, they're feeling good, and they get into it, they get fired up, and so we just got to find ways to keep get him touches, get the ball in his hands, because he's a different taker.
How about going to Philly this week?
Yeah, always always a tough place to play, and a big game. They're coming off a tough loss to the Saints, and so we just got to obviously we played them a few weeks ago. We did not play well on that Thursday night, so we want them. Come back and play better, and have a great plan. See how they played us last time, what they think they'll do, and just have a great plan to be able to move the ball better than we did that day.
I know a couple of your players have been vocal about running the table and stuff like that. Is it an open thing you guys are talking about, or is it an unsung? Is it a thing you guys are not talking about?
Well, I think it's it's one game at a time. That's what Coach kind of talked about 2 weeks ago. He said, hey, we got an 8-game season, but it's one game at a time. That's all we can worry about. Just handle our business, control what we can control, and that's our preparation in each and every game. And so, we understand, hey, we're behind in the count a little bit, and we got to make up some ground, and that's just going to come. The only way to do that is for us to keep winning.
And it doesn't, I'm sure it didn't, it doesn't fall on, short on you guys that this division, though, is still very much up for grabs. And you got, the injury with Washington with their quarterback. So Dallas and Washington play on Thanksgiving. So you guys are going to inch a little closer to the top. And, it's a division where someone hasn't run away, that's for sure.
No, it's still open. We're still in it. And, it's usually the way it works is whoever's playing the best football kind of late into November and December, and we got an opportunity. Obviously we don't know what everybody else is going to do and how it's all going to play out, but we got an opportunity to play good football and kind of come into our rhythm, and we got to continue that and keep it going.
Did you ever wonder a couple of weeks ago if you'd ever walk off the field feeling like yesterday again?
I knew we would. I knew it was going to come because I knew we were just close, and we were just a couple plays away in each, just trying to still kind of find out what our best rhythm was. And we just had a little off here, a little off there, and just find out our best way to play a complete game. And, I think we're figuring that out. And, we'll always change up a few things, but I think, guys are responding. Guys are getting the timing of this offense, and it's fun. It's fun to have that and be playing good football.
Well, 2 weeks in a row now. San Francisco was one. Now yesterday was two. Two's a start, that's for sure. So you know what? It makes for some interest. At least there's some life in this season. There's a lot to look forward to right now.
Yeah, no doubt. And it's not exactly where we want to be, but
no.
It's where we are.
And, but you're not dead yet.
Not dead and still got a chance. And so that's exciting. And I think obviously, and you win a couple games, you're feeling good. We got to keep working hard and know there's an opportunity, and it's there, and it only can become a reality and become true if we take care of our business from here on out.
You're the old vet in there. Do you see a little bounce in these guys' step now after these last two games?
No doubt. You just see, you got some young some young guys, playing when you got Will Hernandez and you got Chad Wheeler, an offensive line. These are young guys kind of playing for the first time. All of a sudden, you just see things starting to click. They're just playing that much faster. They're, getting the checks. They're getting the calls, and they're just, they're not antsy. They're not, get all worked up if things don't go perfect or we make, they show a different look. They can handle it, and they're just, playing better. Saquon, you have young guys, new guys filling in spots and key roles. And, all of a sudden that second half of the season, they kind of, hey, they're not rookies anymore. You're kind of, hey, you're a vet, and you got to be able to handle this and kind of figure things out. And they're not, making the mistakes. They're not repeating mistakes, and they're playing at a better level, and it helps everybody else play.
Well, to hear that building cheering again yesterday must have been a nice thing to hear, right?
No doubt. Yeah, when you get, it was good. It was big to, get that first win at home, and the fans deserved a win and exciting and kind of have everything clicking and guys, getting in the end zone. And so it's fun to get the crowd into it, and, that'll help move them forward as well.
All right, listen, happy Thanksgiving first off. And
happy Thanksgiving.
Good luck Sunday. Thank you.
Thank you, man. Happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, too. All right, Eli Manning, after almost a perfect performance. 155.8 was his number. 158.3 is perfect. 17 of 18, and the one miss was the wheel route to Barkley, where Eli threw it over the wrong shoulder, and Barkley almost caught it. He almost turned himself around and made the catch. It would have been a circus catch. Eli did throw it over the wrong shoulder, so he missed him. But he almost caught it down the field. That would have been 18 for 18. Instead, he was 17 to 18 for 231 and two touchdowns, no picks. I said on Friday the reason why I liked the Giants was I said both teams are going to move the ball, and Tampa had 500 yards again yesterday. Now, a lot of them I know after the game was broken open, but still, they made it a game. They just have too many turnovers. And their guys both throw picks. That's the difference between Eli and Fitz, is Fitz throws picks his whole life. And Winston throws picks. He's got to get away from throwing so many picks. He has a great arm. You saw his arm on display yesterday. I mean, man, he has a laser beam. But, he's got to stop throwing those picks. The guys who play all these years are the guys who, don't throw all those picks. Keeps you from, that's the fast way to the bench is be a guy who throws a ton of picks. I just saw that Sam Darnold didn't practice. So not back on the foot yet. I don't know what that means for Sunday, but I just saw that. So was not practicing today, still off the foot. For those of us who thought it was one and out on Sam, not yet. Back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.